Blog Talk Radio.
Take one.
Wild Motherfucker Goose. Up next, Psychopathic Riders. Riders Don't Dance.
This is Bullet with my rider dog, Full Clip, and we be riding and riding and riding. And check this out, we don't... Oh, shit. Here comes Sweet Daddy Coconut.
See, when I walk up in the club, I be having the motherfucking Thule in my waist.
That's right.
Motherfuckers be mean mugging me, throwing their little $50 down for they cup of Chrissy and whatnot. Hey, man. Hey, look here, player. You ain't even trying to see a motherfucking rider. Cause I pull out the motherfucking heat and make all y'all boogie.
Okay.
Have my pants buttoned down, sequin shirts. Cabbage patch and making your body twerk. It's all cause the Full Clip steps on the floor. Pull out the river dancers running for the store. I'm low 10, the hot box is flying. Every rug cutter in this bitch is dying. And once I stretch out all the sound, they go fag. I hold down the bar, hunkin' for Ned's attack. Every club knows the riders be true thugs. Why carpet burners turn into wall hugs. Security give me that the second I walk in. Drinks on the house, running coke in hand. Motherfuckers got feel for me. No love, that's why I be wearing house shoes up in the club. Bitch, I don't dance, but if you wanna boogie, I stick a hot barrel in your ass, motherfucker.
See that sparkling bitch? Right. That's me.
Right.
Motherfucking watch on wrist.
Right, right.
Diamonds on motherfucking pankies.
Right.
Motherfucking mink to the flow.
Coco.
You better check this here, player.
Okay, a rider don't dance.
Nope.
A killer don't talk. Get stupid in the club, leave them lying in chalk.
Uh-huh.
And stretched out with a couple holes in your body. Ask any one of my niggas, we all bout it. Get rowdy at the drop of a dime. Dancing for suckers, real niggas ain't got time.
What?
For your hip-hop bitches, dance all night long. Know who you are, and this is your fucking song.
Bitch.
At a club, thinking you a pimp. I'm at home with your woman playing dick to your bitch.
I don't dance, fuck dancing, I make you dance. I blow your feet out the bottom of your pants. Lead a jiggy shit to Will Smith and Drew Hill. Cause if I come up in the club, blood gon' spill. Disco lights, faggots like in Boogie Nights. And little pussy with pussy getting fist fights. I run up in that motherfucker one time and have everybody wishing there was that Columbine.
Pop,
white silk shirt with finesse.
Boom.
And now you got your blood all over your bitch's dress. I seen her from afar. She had caramel skin with green eyes.
Ooh.
And a skirt that was hugging every inch of an hourglass figure.
Smack.
You know I had to dip.
Right. Giving like a nigga out of control.
Excuse me, player.
Watch your booty jiggle like a jello mold. I step to her and she act real cold.
Why, you, nigga?
She said, did I want to step to the dance floor?
Damn.
I said that I've been known to boogie.
Uh-huh.
But I never get my dance on.
Listen here, bitch.
I said that I've been known to boogie.
Uh-huh.
But I never get my dance on. Now, bitch, you wanna get down, cause I ain't got the time to play like R. Kelly and try to bump and grind. We can leave this hip club and do it right quick. You can slide me some pussy and I'll shoot you this dick.
Yeah.
So basically how the night ended up, I was sitting up under some silk sheets.
Ooh.
With this motherfucking karma little bitch that I met around the way.
Right.
Suppose she had drank a couple bottles of Chrissy, smoked a couple ounces of my finest shit. And I did a doggy style and kicked that bitch to the curb.
Woo.
Now it's about 2:30 a.m. and I'm on my way up to 7-Eleven to get me a motherfucking sixer.
No, you try.
Cause I'm a rider, bitch.
Yeah.
And the motherfucking night don't end.
No,
you
no.
See these black truck wheels just spinning off in the motherfucking moonlight?
Woo.
Bitch, you better ask a friend.
Yeah.
And as the sun rises in the morning,
right.
I wake up to pimp again, ho.
Coco!
So all you bitches with no panties,
Coco!
Get ready for the riders.
Yeah.
Cause when you see a motherfucker walking in with crocodile on his motherfucking feet,
damn.
And he might have a matching motherfucking belt.
Ooh.
Maybe he got a little silk suit on or some shit. You better recognize the player, bitch, cause we don't walk up in this motherfucker like no chump ass square.
No,
we come
don't.
Up in this motherfucker shining with our motherfucking nose in the air, bitch.
Woo-hoo.
You get the motherfucking privilege to talk to a pimp. Bitch, you better respect that shit. You better shut the fuck up and know what the fuck you dealing with here. Cause riders like motherfucking dime a dozen, bitch. You don't see a rider around every corner. You don't see a pimp around every corner.
No.
So when you get the privilege to speak to a rider, bitch, you better shut the fuck up
shut
and understand
up,
what it's like
bitch.
To understand this pimp. Understand what I'm saying, bitch?
Yeah, yeah.
See, the game is not to be motherfucking told, it's to be sold. So I really don't understand why I'm sitting here wasting my time educating the rest of y'all motherfuckers on this here rider shit,
that's right.
On this here pimp shit,
what
on how the fuck we do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Coconut is spoken. Coconut is spoken.
Alright, yeah, we back. Up next, Sub North Soldier, Uncle Sam.
Get in that hole, soldier! You are the front line! You got the front line! It's time to dig those heels! It's time to lock and load! It's time to fight! Uncle Sam says kill them all! Uncle Sam says kill them all! You will kill, and you will do what Uncle Sam said! And you will do it with a smile, soldier! Now look at me when I'm talking to you!
do what they're telling me. Commit felonies for the land like a freak. Goddamn, Uncle Sam put the guns up in my hand.
Turn me up a little bit louder, Rob, because I want all the ass shakers to feel this shit, you know what I mean? Tech 9, check it out, yeah.
I'm looking for that little lady with a lot of buzz, so I can get you to my crib and throw that bottom up. I hope you got enough, we rock G-spots, neighbors be complaining when I make your pussy beatbox. Yeah, I like how that sound. Front desk calling, telling us to hold it down. Nah, because we rolling up in Molly Pops. We rebel in ghetto like wind up a duck. What up? KCMO, KCK, nigga. North Kansas City, throw pussy every day, nigga. This shit right here, nigga, is for the real fizzlers. Cash makers, ass shakers, stacking trill figures. We got a lot of it, Tech and Nina just gotta hit. Other niggas worship the coochie, but I'm the god of it. Yeah, I'm on some holla shit, even though Nina got a bitch. I love the way you wiggle and wobble it, it's so marvelous. So hey, baby, tell me what you say. Tell that nigga that away and freak Monday through Saturday. The way you pop, it's an incredible scene. I'm trying to tell you, baby girl, I wanna get in between. That box, ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box. Ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box.
Been trying to get in since I got out, to get in the idiom, idiom. Why? The biggest available setup, I've been in the idiom, plenty of. Why? That box got me hunting for every fox and I need it lots. Got to give me it, getting off my box. Can I just get a taste of it? It makes me crazy, craving it all in my face. And I make sure I put my name in it. Dabbing like dabbing, you're thirsty for me to hurt you with this pressure bonus. Like the purpose is to go to work on this.
She won't let me go.
You better get up out of the bed if you're hollering.
I know you want me down.
You better get on top of the head if you're swallowing. Yeah, cause we be the reason for your girls leaving ya. If you plan on keeping her, don't let the sleep out the speaker. And I've been known for breaking up a happy home. Beat up that
lose without a lose. Bruise niggas in Baton Rouge, they might consider it food. Do whatever you use to symbolize it with cock. It ain't nothing better but cheddar that I like to pursue. Then that's far. It don't take a rocket scientist to know about the thing sitting right above or behind when she hoeing out. All bitches got it, some better than others. A couple Brazilian whack them in others, they keep it covered. However they wanna keep it, man. Cuddy, go beat the stuff off something young and delicious. I'm fishing for bitches loving. My dick is up in them, touching they liver, leaving them coming so serious. Cause I bang like William Hung. Bitches, they say my name like they be young. The next, they treat her thing the same like they was one. And I hit up the next bar, put my head up the next rock. So repetitive, it ain't nothing that's better than that bar.
Plus you bone looking at me stone cold like what is like it. I got a little deli we can visit. So if you wanna left in the corner, hoe, get right after business. Fuck what your girlfriend say, I got dick on you. And if you want some phone play, I got a bitch on you. You know you love this rap nigga, never get enough of my thing on the chest.
Just walked in, but now you're walking out.
Walking out.
I got something better for you than a little drink.
Drink.
All you gotta do is show a player a little pink.
Pink.
Might buy you some earrings or a little mink.
Mink.
Now your man ain't no problem, he's just a little kink.
Kink.
Now bring your big ass over here on this little sink.
Sink.
Check the pussy was fine, but it had a little stink. Had to back up all
for
the due to the smell, I think my dick got soft. She was banging her head out on the sheetrock. I was all in the pussy making it beatbox. That's how it sounds. Ass so fat I had to walk around. She was screaming yeah,
yeah,
and I was saying no,
no.
You done gave me the box, so bitch I gotta go.
That box, ain't nothing better or wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box.
I am next, twisted, impending evil.
My gun, you fucking retard.
the back of the head. Second shot to the belly, sure to shatter the spine. Loading the gun and vision inside of my mind. Encoded message under my skin, telling me not to let them live. And if I do, I'm sure to take their place. Even though it's a sin, intended victims are kin. And if they scream for mercy, shoot them in the face. Tonight to say to do it, I better do it quick. It's almost dusk and my heart's beating real fast. I keep replaying in my head how the gun I look when I catch them sleeping to see the flash from the gun blast. Up the staircase longer than I ever walk. Time slows down when the tension's heavy and the shotgun slipping cause the palm's real sweaty and the demon keeps asking me,
are you ready?
I nod and say that I suppose and blame the bullet holes and blame the bullet holes and both bodies slumped over the door won't close so I pause in amazement to take my repose.
Don't stop there, it's too more alive. I said kill them all and they almost died.
So back up the staircase to make a quick right to my parents' room to kill them both on sight.
After what happened, it was like a nightmare. I'm looking at my mother and father dead, my sister, I said, my God. I got scared, I ran out of the house, jumped in my car, ran down the street, got my friends and came back to the house. They decided now they're going to take Ireland's house, which is next door, and turn that into their command post. So they took us all over there. I told them in the beginning things that were true, but, you know, to get the pressure off of me, there was a lot of problems, you know. It's not that I could sit here and lie to you. I can say that I knew something bad was going to happen to my mother and father. We were really a close family, you know. It's a shame what happened, but it happened.
Strange things going on inside of my mind telling me to kill. Telling me to get a butcher knife up out of the kitchen. Hey, wait a minute, listen. Kill. Whispering. Can't get away. I hear this shit all day. Really not sure why the boys come get me. I'm about to go insane. What I said really don't matter cause everybody in the room better find a way to get out of here. Instead of causing problems I'm making everybody suffer. Now I'ma be the motherfucker looking for a volunteer. I can hear it again whispering, transitioning through anything that I'm listening to. And I can't think about bringing anything but impending dooms. Go in the kitchen where everybody is sitting. Now they're looking at me like I'm some kind of a fucking lunatic or maybe I was wrong. And the reason that they were looking here is they could see it all in my face.
I guess the average O'Hara really is supposed to be me, because I'm the one that got convicted of killing my family. Some priest was in the courtroom watching my performance on the witness stand. He felt that my performance, I had to be possessed by the devil.
Everything is done now, like the demon said. Only me alive, no more voice in my head. Total silence, all that's left of the night. Bloodshed, gunshells, death, and sheer violence. Are you happy now? Look what you made me do. Everybody's dead now, I wanna kill you. I said show yourself, but no it's both. There was only one shell in the pocket of my coat. So I loaded my gun back up one last time. And I took a deep breath and I put it to my mind. I can hear the cops outside telling me put the gun down, son. Everything is gonna be fine.
Up next, Vanilla Ice, ICP, Born on Halloween.
Born on Halloween, born on Halloween, born on Halloween.
Jumps right out at ya, 10-3-1 the calendar. In Texas, a hellraiser's born like the Chainsaw Massacre. Hills have eyes in Texas, kids. Stories about what next he did. Doctor slapped him on his ass, his head spun round like Exorcist. Bad enough for quarantine, mess with him, you're gonna scream. They said he had a shining, he saw red rum and evergreen. Omen since he was a teen, Freddy Krueger on the scene. Slicing up MDs, spitting out lyrical guillotine. Some call him Psycho, the Norman Bates of hip-hop. Ladies call him Alfred cause they're all over his Hitchcock. The haters are like Hosh. They follow him with damn. They speak but then he shut them up like Silence of the Lambs. This ain't the Blair Witch Project, it's living in the flesh. A B.I.T.E. Flow, a.k.a. Faces of Death.
With my mask I trick and treat. Spooks and freaks all over your street. It's our night to hang you scream. Don't be scared, it's Halloween.
My flow is so psychotic, it's killing when I'm on the scene. Just came
here to party, I was born on
Halloween.
I do the unexpected, Michael Myers in your area. Plug up a mic and wreck it, to some ain't nothing scarier. Causing much hysteria, among other MCs. The swag is steady, testing them, I'm causing them to freeze. Cutting them like Jason, I stay on the attack. Like Ozzy did when he bent that head off of a bat. They start to see illusions, buckle under stress. Scream from confusion, hearts beating in the chest. They say the ice is killing us, the cops make no arrest. They say nobody's feeling us, the ice has gotta possess. His music is so dangerous, his flow is homicidal. He might be an American, no artificial idol. He kills them in the club, you know it's murder for survival. Yet the people give him love like a Halloween revival.
With our mask, I trick and treat. Spooks and freaks all over your street.
Discombobulated in the back of a brothel just before it got raided. I didn't open up my eyes until the eve of Halloween. Some stuff they've never seen, mad. I howled and screamed. I bit somebody's finger off. They threw me in a dumpster underneath a couple bags of trash. A little monster raised in the alleys eating possums and rats. Yet every Halloween I seen, I could completely relax. I could walk the streets freely, wielding a machete, sleep a body on the lawn, cut open, bleeding out spaghetti. Nobody knows about me, and then I lurk up in the gutters. It's wicked, every day for me, it's a costume for these others. We don't want your nerdy butters and suckers. The ice and fine and J, born on Halloween, they can't touch us.
With our mask, I trick and treat. Spooks and freaks all over your street. It's our night to make it.
We're back. What up,
ghetto? Happy Halloween.
Yeah, you late fuck.
Things were coming out a little slow.
Well, on the good side, I uploaded a couple of disses.
To what?
Well, Papoose put out a diss track to Kendrick Lamar. And Ludacris put out a diss towards Drake and Big Sean.
Man, Ludacris fucking killed him just by making that song.
Exactly.
Doesn't even have That's to say that. Anything on it.
This is true.
And I didn't even know the other guy still rapped.
Yeah, man, and shit, man, the fucking video for that diss track is fucking dope as well.
Did you say video?
Yeah, fucking Ludacris put out a video for it as well.
That's funny as hell.
Oh yeah, have you heard the diss track yet?
No.
Oh, check it out, man. This is Ludacris with Bada Boom.
Bada Boom.
Boom, yeah. I understand boom.
Bada Boom.
Big.
Big.
Yeah, big Bada Boom.
Big.
Now,
all in my rhyming like the gay, yeah. Picking up the mic, man, and don't know what to say, yeah.
Who shot ya? Separate the weak from the oxa. Leap hard to creep in Brooklyn Street. It's on, nigga.
I claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, nigga.
I really know what your hoe want. She be with me, and she ain't playing. What she
me and the boy A, I got more in common than just falling in ramen. Get it? More in common.
Big bottom boom. Looters in this bitch, pussy niggas clear the room. I came through the dough, I said it before. I'm the truth in this booth and you niggas all hoes. Counterfeit rappers say I'm stealing they flows, but I can't steal what you never made up, bitch. Y'all some duplicate rap cloning niggas. I manufacture you hoes. Put on your makeup, bitch. Let me explain. Nothing's been new since Big Daddy Kane. Flows will get recycled, passed around to different names, but what's the same? That every verse I spit is insane. Got more styles than any rapper in the game. 11 years and still counting. And y'all get a couple of hit records, make some noise, and have the nerve to start shouting. Who's gassing them? They blowing smoke up your ass. You fired up, but I'm just puff, puff, passing them. Until they roast it, buried in my ashtray. Nigga, burn slow, better pray like it's your last day. You lying to yourself, just admit it. May not like the way I use it, but you know you ain't invented, boy. Do your research before you make a claim. So bogus, that's disrespecting pioneers in the game. Fuck the fame, but go ahead and get your 5 minutes. Then you frontline cadets can report to your lieutenant.
Sir, yes, sir.
See, I'm your past, I'm your future, and your present. So watch your fucking mouth when you speak about a legend. 16 times platinum, 6 number 1 peak. So I could give a fuck what you sold in your first week. You weak. You softer than the Pillsbury Doughboy. Don't make me expose the truth, you's a hoe, boy. Don't make me get on that stomp shit and get back at it. You rappers ain't even in my fucking tax bracket. Why am I wasting my time? Yeah, I'll admit I get a little ludicrous with my rhymes sometimes. But my fans know the difference, cause my chick bag went platinum, still winning, motherfucker.
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing nothing. Shut the fuck, shut. Shut up, no! Oh, shit, say it again, say something else. Oh, say something else. Say something else,
nigga. The nerve of you niggas, man. You ain't got enough medals on your jacket to address me, boy. Fall back in formation, y'all out of line. I was told not to kill a mosquito with a cannon. So the next time you nat got a real problem, don't be a coward like a nigga that used to be signing me going on Twitter rants and shit. Nigga, say it to my face.
And we're back. What's it like,
oh, Pinky. I don't know, man. He didn't really even say all that much.
Well, no. Well, I mean, like, the verses is actually like about 2 minutes long. Well, it's supposed to be anyways.
It didn't seem too long.
Like I, said,
I heard the one thing about, like, it's your last day or whatever, man. That's directed towards Big Sean because of his song that he had when he first came on. But, yeah, man, Big Sean, man, that dude's just weak.
Hell, yeah, he is.
He thinks he's clever, too, whenever, what was the one line he said in the song, I got, I forget what the fuck it was. Something about a bunch of plastic and something, and then a grocery store. I was like, dude, that was fucking stupid. But I can't remember what he said now, so it's not important.
Man, yo, fucking Papoose fucking killed Kendrick Lamar. He killed Drake. He killed every motherfucking because of the fact he made a fucking a diss track, not just towards Kendrick, but a few other motherfuckers out there.
My problem with Kendrick Lamar is he just rambles and rambles and rambles.
Oh, yeah. How about this one nigga fucking, I saw it on YouTube, fucking made a diss towards fucking, Lil Wayne. Not Lil Wayne, Low Key. And holy shit, the dude sucks. Like, no lie, this little nigga sucks. Here, take a listen to this shit real quick.
Oh, great. Meet you on the street, you should like that.
Low key in his life, that's the shit that I don't like. I hate low key records. You make rappers look bad, man. You're just.
You're making yourself look bad.
To be black, that's the shit that I don't like. That's the shit that.
Well, I didn't see you before, but he said that low key's black and trying to be black.
What? Wow. That's how I used to sound when I rap. You look like a monkey. You belong in a zoo. I used to rap like it.
Oh, that's not even done yet.
That's the shit I don't like.
That's the shit I don't like.
Much love, MCL. Add me on Facebook, please.
Add me on Facebook. I don't think so.
And the funny thing is he keeps saying Low Key Records. I wonder if he realizes Low Key's an artist, not a label, and he is a juggalo.
Well, that's the shit I don't like.
Yeah. That plus this little nigga can't spell juggalo correctly. He spelled it J-U-G-G-U-L-O.
How old is this dude?
He looks like he's about 12.
What the fuck? That's like Chris trying to diss somebody.
Man, I think it's funny how I actually fucking commented on it, saying, "Wow, you're an idiot. Can't spell juggalo right, and doesn't even realize low is a juggalo. And on top of it, you have no skill. Can't rap or shit. Might want to find a new source of income, there, kid."
Havoc, you're just a hater.
and then, of course, I mentioned the fact that he's on the same skill level as Lil Wayne.
Yeah, about 30.
Nah, man, it's like, what the fuck? Where the fuck did this little nigga come from?
Where the fuck did you find him, man?
Man, I fucking typed in, because I was trying to find diss tracks that Low Key did towards fucking. The fuck,
Gruesome?
Nah, Satanic.
Nah.
And, that little nigga came up.
I don't know why that came up. Well, look at that. I knocked John Cena out with Old School.
Yeah, nah, fuck yeah. Papoose fucking throw shots at Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West, Drake, Big Sean, Stevie J.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Well, fuck it. Let's hear this now, I guess.
Alright, here we go.
I'ma take my time. All I need is 30 seconds, man. 30 seconds to you, but it could change my life.
I tell you anything, man. I'm a Brooklyn nigga. Brooklyn nigga. Hey, yo, Kendrick. Hey, yo, Kendrick. Good looking on that summer GMO. GMO. But you ain't the king of shit. Tell Kendrick and TDE they need to lay yo for the PCP. Far from the king, this is the city of BDP. You'll never be a real West Coast artist like Eazy-E. You're a fucking joke, we laugh at you like he-he-he. Y'all probably stick dildos in each other like DVG. I mean Stevie J on that sex tape with EVE. Little Sean, Big Sean, let me see ID. Before you rap, why you always say B-I-G? You ain't Biggie, you could D-I-E. Every time I hear you, you getting cornier like your E-Y-E. When we were slaves, they used to cut off our balls and stuff them in our mouths, kept us away from the girls. Modern day slavery, now they put us in jail. A bunch of men in cells away from the females. This wasn't done just because of color of skin. This was done because they never wanted us to be men. Kendrick, Kanye, and Drake, they act feminine. Wear a lot of clothes you usually see women in. So the mainstream America finds it interesting. Push them up to the forefront, they position them. You never made it because you bringing lyrics. Singing like a lady, you get away with murder, you George Zimmerman. What I'm saying is fact, friend. You only blew up cause you contribute to the feminization of the black man. Wolf dog, you time to get rid of these crap rappers. Wolf pack on your back, you really a backpacker. Kendrick Lamar, where's your last name, rap bastard? You got two first names, your mama was ass backwards. Always make gun sounds in your songs like do do do. Sounds like a gun up a Star Wars. You thought you could just creep up on that MTV interview that D.I. was speaking on. Nope, you tried to hug her, she pushed off like keep your arm. I seen that footage when you got curved by Nia Long. Curved kid, bad city, you know nothing about the trap. No, your album cover, you sat on another man's lap. They look like the Supremes, you was Diana Ross. Only person in the flick with no shirt. Damn it, boy, they didn't molest you. Did you have your pamper off? Baby bottle right on the table, that deal was yours. A Muslim will eat pork, that's not peace. What? You should chop his head off and put it to the east. King of New York, why you ain't say you the king of L.A.? You from Compton, scared to death of them essays. Real Bloods, real Crips, MS-13. Mexican Mafia, what about them boys from Queens? They gon' bust and pull it hard right on Southern Boulevard. Staten Island, catch a homo, get thrown off the Verrazano. Bronx, lay a pussy down, do more than just boogie down. Harlem ain't just flossin' dog, get they bumpy Johnson on. You know about Brooklyn, they gon' bang my G. And they only let you live cause you came with me. Jay-Z co-signed you, you was given the torch. Now you think you Big Meech, you must listen to Ross. Watch you slippin' in the city, no permission to floss. Kiss your jewelry goodbye, put your lips on your cross. I represent the low life, do this shit for New York. That's why the little man on my shirt sit on the horse. This rap shit gon' be the death of me, I'm driven with force. I'd rather die with a victory than live with a loss. That other bitch you fucking told me why she missing your call. She said your dick was so little that you pissed on your balls. Man, your shit sound bougie, I'm lowing shots in the Uzi. No fingerprint, I wipe them down like Lil Boosie. He think it's all good cause Biggie made juicy. But he should listen to who shot you. We banged toolies even back then. We had hammers under them coogies. Goonies in front of corner stores smoking them Lucy's. Strip them to his socks, I bet you we got a pussy. My bullets hit him dead in his cootie, come out his booty. About to make a movie, unruly, we keep it Gucci. Bullets in the chamber like Judge Mathis and Judge Shooby.
And we back.
I hope they didn't molest you.
Where's your last name? You got two first names. Your mom was ass backwards.
Man, the start of that, man, was just whack, but then it got better. Talking about we laughing at you like hee hee.
Oh, bud. Nah, man. Fucking Papoose is fucking dope, though, man. That motherfucker can fucking spit.
No, it was a good diss track, though.
Hell yeah.
A lot better than the other one.
Damn, looks like like Joe Budden even got in on this fucking this shit towards Kendrick.
Man, nobody likes that dude. Nobody likes that tap out goat face.
Nobody likes that tap out goat face.
Damn it, goat face, tap out. No. No.
Oh, man. It's just funny how everyone's just on that motherfucker. Papoose, Cassidy. Fucking,
bitch.
Bizarre fucking dissed on him.
Bizarre disses everybody.
Let's see who else. Like I said, Joe Budden.
Man, even though Bizarre's raps are, you know, kind of weak.
Well, yeah. B.O.B. fucking dissed on Kendrick Lamar.
That dude was better when he was just on, like, MySpace.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but M disses on him.
What'd he say?
Oh, no. That's the C. Eminem, this is Bieber, YMCMB, Drake, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross. Someone actually coming on just saying, fucking Eminem didn't diss Kendrick. They were on the same label, and Kendrick was in Eminem's Berserk. Watch what you post.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought he was on that label. Yeah, how about that?
I just got to say, the best line in that entire shit was when Eminem said, hip-hop hasn't been the same since Tupac moved to Cuba.
What song is that in?
This is called I'm Bored. I think it's called Bored or something like that.
Bored? When the hell is that from?
Fuck if I know. Let's see, who else fucking dissed on Kendrick Lamar? Just almost everybody in the fucking game.
Pretty much.
There we go. Eminem, Control. Kendrick Lamar, Control Response.
She got yelled at. She had to tone it down. Her performances weren't, you know, crazy.
Of course.
But it was hosted by the worst person in the world.
Who was it hosted by?
One of them dudes from LMFAO.
Fuck no. Then I'm glad I didn't watch. Yeah, I'm definitely glad I didn't watch it then. I can't stand those faggots whatsoever.
Yeah, they're pretty annoying.
Yes. Yes, they are. Downloading the Joe Budden diss towards Kendrick Lamar.
So why do you hate Kendrick Lamar tonight, though?
And I've always hated that fucking fact. He's retarded as all hell.
But I'm saying, why all of a sudden?
Maybe because I'm tired of seeing all these fucking little bitches out there fucking, yo, yeah, fucking Kendrick Lamar is a shit. Like, no, motherfucker. No. He's horrible. I mean, come on, man. Like, how these motherfuckers think that, like, the Kendrick Lamar, fucking Lil Wayne and Drake are gods in the fucking music industry? They ain't shit. They eat shit, but they ain't shit. It's just
of morons.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, why don't people guys who fucking realize Lil Wayne, he's just a gay fucking flying faggot who can't rap worth shit. He's like, man, he ain't got no talent. Drake just got into the shit because of the fact that he probably got tired of being Lil Jimmy.
Well, somebody, for some reason, thought he could rap.
Yeah. I bet you anything right now, they're fucking regretting that decision.
No, seeing as how it was like Lil Wayne.
Yeah, well, Lil Wayne, he ain't got no taste. He can't rap. I mean, come on, he's got fucking Nicki Minaj with him. He's got Drake with him. He's probably got Kendrick Lamar in his dick somewhere.
Yeah, Dirty Side, Nicki Minaj, and then bought her a whole new body.
Yeah. Like, really?
Literally her entire body.
I know. Oh, man. When the fuck is the new season for ICB Theater coming back? Do we know?
No, we don't know that yet.
Damn. Oh, well, I guess in the meantime, Kendrick Lamar is a little present for you, motherfucker. Joe Budden.
We all know what time it is already, though.
What up? What up?
For hip hop, house gang, what up? I love this shit, man.
Black hippie,
Joey.
What up?
It goes.
Soul of a 70s number, man. I can throw a curve underhand. This for the streets, not summer jam. This ain't for the fans that wanna get pop and snap. Drunk off the rock and the yak. All y'all can watch from the back. Same for self-proclaimed legends that nobody wants hear from. Scared, get a gun. Come to peers, I got none. This ain't for bandwagon fans. Sit your asses in the same spot. Y'all them same niggas made Trinidad James type. This ain't the Kendrick Lamar. The nigga Kendrick got bars. I heard the shit and wasn't offended at all. And as it played, I heard him say I wasn't mentioned with y'all. Joel started it. Only right I finished the job, so all that shit is revocable. From my overview, only thing noticeable is how he barely give me any quotables. I stay fat, not to say it's whack, but check the playback. Out rhyming ASAP ain't showing me where you're way at. I'm on my shit today. You the king of New York, you might as well have spit on Biggie Grave. Couldn't let that slip away. I'm in the court of public opinion, ready to click and spray. Like Jay Elect ass up, that's my exhibit A. Bitch, kill my vibe, it's what you want, I'm getting to. Drown them all in a swimming pool, full of Plymouth rule. You written jewels, what's with all the fascination? So when I ask you about it, that's my cross-examination. This is scrimmage to me. All these blemish MCs, infamously, it's about image I see. But if it's bars, not about bread, the hell with the wealth, but you inside of the bullet, just to see a shell of yourself. I mean, since rap has been accessible, the ass has been regrettable. This is what the net do. Chicks send a message to Tricks and get to see them. They ain't even artists and they get paid for DM. We talking bars and this whole conversation changed. Fuck all the subliminals. Now niggas saying names. Some of these OGs I laugh at. You don't know me the half ass. To me it's just one Joey that's badass. King of New York, my nigga stop at 5. Keep it funky, Drake watch you twice. Tell me Tyler that fire, what's the lie? But I reply, don't bring a lie around. Run up on me with the silence, the niggas right down. Then ride off with his intro playing, cause I get hyped to that shit. Dog, I ride to that shit. But nightmares, I won't be at the root of them with the mag on. No, we love Philly, so I'm leaving them with black thoughts. We talking bars, niggas better get help. They put their guts all on a track, still don't never get felt. Lot of lower tier rappers trying to rap for their belt. Niggas level to this shit, dog, you said it yourself, but check it. When it come to control, I might have lost a bit. Know about the citizens, tell I'm coming for all of them. Running in your studio, engineered and recorded it. Yes, minute supported it. Any blog that reported it. Any artist he torn with. Snuff whoever bought the shit, whoever thought of it. His mentor, whoever taught him it. Interrupt with a sneeze, pick up fart, even cough a lick. If I got it twisted, you coming up to torture shit. But the irony, y'all all inspire me. Y'all in a spot a lot of us aspire to be. We just driving my Jeep, tip my hat so y'all know it's real. Fuck whoever mad you said, how we all supposed to feel. I know the game, so I'ma try to get
answer. You pushed the envelope. Some of us provided the stamp. The predecessors wrote the letter, others sealed it shut. Some was nice without the perks before a meal got touched. It's hip-hop. To blame on the mic these niggas hands on. Shades that they wear in the club, couches they stand on. You mix credibility with dead ability. Raise the bar like you on par with this level of agility. Old UNLB running rebel artillery with argument at the two. What barn you want to do? Hit the argue with a Spartan playing cool. I heard them alien voices. I knocked the Martian up out of dude. Separate the beast from the timid. It's hip-hop. Fuck if your car's leased or rented. At least you in it. Foaming at the lips. Looking like the yeast and women. Don't be facetious. Most y'all been a beast from the beginning. This is for big. Suicidal thoughts. Coogee printed. This is for Nas. Army jacket with the Uzi in it. Not no shiny suit shit. This that 92 mix. This for hoes missing 92 bricks. From state prop and beans to when the lot first burst on the scene. For Queens, Pac, and even Edie, I mean. This for the mob in the purple tape. Worth the inspector deck. This ain't for the labels, nah. Woo said protect your neck. This ain't a diss. I don't wanna think it's fun wrong. This for Big L. The block that Joe found fun on. This shit is for stack. I ain't talking to G, nigga. I'm talking to G. My nigga talking to me. This is for every living rap ever walking these streets. And any outsider that ever thinks abortion is sweet. Niggas been killed for less and got a coffin for free. If you ever been in the hood, I think we all should agree. This for every nigga that took what you said and tried. I couldn't abide. Some of us, we still take pride. Check it. Limbs to get crushed. Hip-hop's adrenaline rush. Men to get touched. So if you feminine, hush. Project bitches, I trust. Came from syringes and dust. So who you name shouldn't be mentioned with us. But wait, at least half of them. Other half wrapped around. Dual clips to wrap around. Gather every rap around. See what happens when niggas try to go toe-to-toe. This what happens when you let a bloodbath overflow. Use the new lines. How could they want go blow for blow? I can overdose and still drag you niggas comatose. This is lightweight. Put the bucks up. Cause if we talking bars, a lot of y'all should shut the fuck up. This is lightweight. Put the bucks up. If we talking bars, a lot of y'all should shut the fuck up.
And we're back.
Yep.
Gotta say, man, fucking Joe Budden, yo, that motherfucker's still on, like, that motherfucker's still fucking got it, no matter what, man, like, his fucking tracks is still fucking dope.
Yeah, I mean, I don't listen to him too much, though.
But you know what, I mean, hey, shit, like, you know, he made the fucking smart move of, leaving the fucking mainstream for the fucking underground.
Man, all I can think about that dude is bump it up.
I mean, shit, man, like even the fucking, Slaughterhouse fucking, album that he put out with, Slaughterhouse was fucking dope.
Well, thanks for clearing that up. Put it out with Slaughterhouse. Thank you.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Look, I mean, like, you know, look at who's, you know, look at who's on the, you know, like who's a part of the group. Fucking Crooked Eye, Joe Budden, of course, Joel Ortiz, and then Royce the 59.
The 5'9".
5'9". Whatever.
That's how they say it.
And he's got, well, another album coming out soon called, All Lost. See, he got one album that came out called No Love Lost, and he's got another coming out, All Love Lost.
No, how about that?
Unfortunately, No Love Lost, I will not be listening to.
Why is that?
Features Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, French Montana, Omarion.
Oh, fuck?
Yeah.
And he's dissing Kendrick Lamar?
I mean, he also features Fabulous, Twista, Juicy J.
See, those two weren't too bad.
And what's even funnier is the fact that this track NBA that he did has fucking Wiz Khalifa and Fresh Montana all on the same track.
Oh, God.
And then you got,
Fresh Montana, dude, is just not good at all.
Hell no. Nah. And then you got fucking She Don't Put It Down featuring with Lil Wayne and some motherfucker named Tank.
Oh.
I don't know who the fuck Tank is. Is apparently old. So yeah. Definitely won't be getting that.
Nope.
Track listing. Here we go, fucking Welcome to Our House feature. Now this I'd definitely get. Let's see, what features? The features are Eminem, Skylar Grey, Busta Rhymes, Swizz Beatz, CeeLo Green.
Some of the Slaughterhouse
albums. Yeah, Welcome to Our House was the second studio album put out by Slaughterhouse.
I downloaded that for free. Listened to it like once.
Was it good?
It's alright.
Let's see. It was fucking... Oh, that makes sense. It was released through Shady Records.
No shit.
Let me see what else they upload to the soundboard here.
I don't know.
I know I uploaded one diss track from my Low Key towards the Satanic. I think I uploaded it anyways.
Don't even know.
Let's see. Guess not. That's good.
Jeez. Wake the hell up. Sleeping all day.
Man, I only slept to like 12.
It's your day off.
Exactly.
And you only slept till 12?
Yeah.
And you went to bed at like 1.
Exactly. I was out like a motherfucking light, too. Let's see.
Fucking referee wouldn't move.
They never move. What the fuck are you talking about?
He's trying to do the old school and fucking referee won't move.
Well, they do old school to the referee.
They can't.
Now, you see, when they do 2K15, they should make it. They should make it so that way we, you know, we can attack referees.
Yeah. Not with only just like running moves. Or with
exactly.
Them getting in the way.
Exactly my point. So then, like, that way you can do fucking spears to them, do fucking takers moves to them. No. We can't do that right now. We just have to put up with them being in our way. think it's funny how I got added to some group that I didn't even want to be a part of.
And what group's that?
Let's see if I can find it again. All right. I think it was like Frost Joker Army.
The fuck is that?
Fuck if I know. I'm leaving it.
Dart.
Apparently it's ran by some dude named Derek Drew, who's supposed to be a horrorcore artist.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I want to leave. Leave. Confirm. Goodbye, niggas. Oops, our engineers have been notified, and we will get this fixed, and in many cases, they will work the second time you try again. Fucking ball talk. Every time you fucking refresh something, it takes it to a, oops, not working page.
What the hell is wrong with it now?
Well, I don't know. All I know is it took me a couple pages. Oops. Oh, take your oops and shove it up your ass.
Yeah.
Let me back on the soundboard so I can play a fucking track.
That would be nice.
I have me on my fucking Milky Way.
Always eating something.
Yeah, my Halloween candy. Let's see. Alright, here we go, low key, track called Backup.
Y'all don't really wanna do it. Bring it to the streets. Yo, Mr. fuck it, I'ma tell them how it really is. The only real blood you see is from your period. I'm getting sick of all these insecure, overweight kids dropping diss tracks, frontin' like they actually spit. Everybody saying low-key, just crush this motherfucker. But fuck it, I'ma continue to run this motherfucker. If you ever thought for 1 second satanic sick, you need to reevaluate your taste in music, kid. Yo, force it face, why you crying like a bitch? I think you need to man up and give your style a switch. First off, I'm 22, not 23. Whoever gave you your info, the FAG. In response to your physical threats, I got nods, automatic C4 with real text, huh? Real weaponry, keep playing with your little knives. Come play with 7-0, come play with your lies. Y'all don't really wanna do it. To the streets if you wanna do it. Back up. Y'all don't really wanna do it. Back up. Bring it to the streets if you wanna do it. Make a living talking about killing, busting lips. Call yourself a pimp, but you never even fucked a bitch. I don't need no info on you from the grapevine. See, I rap tight, it kinda sorta like your waistline. Ooh, fat bitch, you need to start dieting. You're gonna need to run away when we start rioting. Say fuck the infection, like you rolling with the medicine. But everybody who heard you said, not him again. I'm ripping at your skin again. Listen, man, you wanna win, it's understandable. But when it comes to music, I am a gem. It's undisputable, the musical equivalent of Jack Nicholson. The horror scene you fucking live in. The House 2 is nothing less than a horror classic. But y'all disregard the shit, horrorcore factions. I ain't afraid to say it, fuck it. Y'all a bunch of trendy blood covered faggots digging for the skills you fucking lacking. Fucking lacking. Y'all don't really wanna do it. Back up. Bring it to the streets if you wanna do it. Back up. Y'all don't really wanna do it. Can't match it like a chain smoker in the rain. Fuck it, you out of luck, cause in the streets I tatter your frame, man. I hope you ready for the real horror story. Thanks to your ribcage, show you how we really gory. Giving out my phone number, oh you must be a snitch. Nobody even called, oh you must be a bitch. No sickles, no chainsaws, no axe. You just
brought a fucking beat down. No tax, no love for you motherfuckers stealing Satan. You a motherfucking Jew strange imitation. You a motherfucking Sutter Kane imitation. Talking about I'm unoriginal, fucking save it. Watch your mouth, pussy, I got people all around you. Infiltrate your operation, every fucking clown. You, I should've crushed you the minute that your mouth opened. Now it's time to send off the soldier. Let them download it. Y'all don't really wanna do it.
Back up, back up, back up, back up.
Bring it to the streets if you wanna do it.
Back up, back up, back up, back up.
Y'all don't really wanna do it.
Back up, back up, back up. Yeah,
bring it to the streets if you wanna do it.
Hey yo, didn't I tell the fat piece shit to come back with some heat? Didn't I tell you to sit down, write some lyrics, get your flow together, try to keep it on beat, and look what you come back with, a whole song talking about how you wanna fuck low key. Then again, what you expect from a fat little Pillsbury doughboy who wears eyeliner?
And we're back.
Yeah, that dude was just in Pittsburgh on Friday.
Hell yeah. Oh, man. Definitely one of the best fucking diss tracks towards fucking Sick in a good long while. I mean, I haven't heard it in forever, but still one of the dopest ones out there.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one. It's funny.
Yeah. Like Tone said, what do you expect from, what do you expect from the fat little Pillsbury Doughboy that wears eyeliner?
Yeah, yeah, really.
Oh, bud. See if I can find a few more.
Jeez, man, you want to diss night?
Hell yeah, I am. I mean, then again, fucking. I mean, Satanic put out a pretty good diss towards Low-Key himself, but I still say Low-Key did a better job.
That's all anybody ever does is diss people.
Oh yeah.
And then even if you aren't dissing somebody, people think you are.
Yeah, like Eminem.
Yeah.
Oh no, he's dissing ICP, even though it's not a diss.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah, let's diss some motherfuckers. Whoop whoop.
That's right.
Woo! I just got out of the mental ward. Can I get a whoop whoop?
Nah, man.
No, no.
I only said that because I read that in that old Juggalo's chat as soon as I clicked it.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, I saw that when, like, when I went in there. Like, I was like, yep, that's where you got it from.
I was like, really? We're whoop whooping about this?
Oh, man, we got to whoop whoop about everything now, including the wrong shit.
Yeah.
Ah, that's why I got
bored. We whoop whoop for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. a priest, most of the boy. Whoop whoop.
We steal my shit.
Whoop whoop.
We steal my shit. Whoop whoop.
But at least I found a track that I uploaded that I thought was low key, but it's actually not. Well, technically it is. It's Tones, What is this track towards Satanic called? Sick Faggot.
My name is Satanic. I love pumpkins. I love Halloween. I'm a psychopathic dick rider. I love Twisted. I love ICP. Michael Myers, I miss you. Freddy Krueger, you're my hero.
Yo, these little message-board gangsters, man, they make me chuckle. Sick Faggot made a diss song, so here's the rebuttal. Your lyrics are like pimples, man, you need to practice. So I'ma remove every blemish for lyrical proactive. Oh no, another Halloween rapper, pumpkin lover, Freddy Krueger praiser, psychopathic dick rider. Let me guess, you crazy, you worship Satan, you hate the Bible, you hate Buffy the Vampire Slayer, cause she kills your idols. Nobody knows you, nobody likes you, you ain't real. The only reason I'm doing this shit is I got a few minutes to kill. A minute's for real, I rep that Five Blood affiliated. Please, I hit you with more holes than Swiss cheese. You put Low Key's phone number at the end of your song. Yo, that's some homo shit, you like a little jealous bitch. What's your matter? He ain't collab with you, he ain't return your email. Poor baby, you gon' scratch me with chilly nails. See, time is money, and I'ma take a pay cut just to crush you. Just remember when it all ends, my nigga,
Jesus loves you.
I'm like Blade, I'm here to smash all you fake-ass blood suckers. And my verbal assault kills you, and I don't even have to touch ya. See, everybody knows I'm better, they probably wondering now. Yo, Tone, why you wasting your time on this fucking clown? But I like it when girls like Sick Faggot talk shit. I just pull back, kick them in the clip, and that's it. You see? That's some funny shit, man. See, my nigga Low Key was like, yo, this kid, man, he made a diss song, whatever. See, he ain't even wanna fuck with you, man, but I like this kind of shit, man. Yo, but I tell you what, this what I'ma let you do. I want you to go home, right? Go into your closet or wherever you record your shit, and I want you to record a comeback, you know what I'm saying? Like, really write some hot shit, cause the other shit you did, you was rapping off beat, your flow was off, it was kind of bullshit. So I'ma give you some time, right? Go in your room, write some hot shit, like, write your best shit, but try to keep it on beat, cause your flow was off and you was rapping off beat on the other shit. That's what made it garbage. And if, only if, the shit is alright, I might hit you with two more lines. But if your shit is bullshit, don't even bother, yo. Mission effect, nigga.
And we back.
Man, that shit was a lot better than the other one. It was 22. You ate Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
She killed your idol.
Another Halloween rapper. That's a good way to put it.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, he pretty much did sum up everything, you know, they like and dislike.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's even funny is the fact that Razor Kel put out a diss which is fucking illegal.
Why?
I don't fucking know.
What the fuck did she do to her?
I don't know, but if we got wanted to, fucking illegal, could have to come back at her 10 times harder and just kill the bitch.
I don't understand why they're beefing.
I don't know.
When was that?
I don't know. My old co-host put it up on YouTube.
And who's your old co-host?
Ipsy.
Oh, really old.
Yeah, like first co-host. Old.
Damn.
So I can find that shit. Well, I mean, then again, I mean, you know, they did put out a fucking track a while back called Dead Girls that dissed on fucking Tally Demon, Legal, and Mistress. And Mistress on one
fucking
track.
I don't like that Mistress.
Okay, give me those. I mean, she looked good. That's about it. Yeah, apparently fucking Reza Kell put out 3 disses to a fucking illegal.
Jeez.
Well, illegal, but I guess illegal felt like it wasn't necessary, but it wasn't a time, so she didn't respond.
See? It's probably the smart thing to do.
I think so.
Waste of fucking time.
waste of a lot of things. Yeah, apparently Pixie put this shit out 2 years ago. Well, put it up on YouTube 2 years ago.
Is it still there?
Yeah. And I'll be honest, the only chick that I really like that's horrorcore is fucking Small's one, yo. She's fucking dope.
I don't listen to much of her either. Speaking of which, you should play that song, Cunt.
Yeah. I can definitely do that. Get down the storm. Here we go.
Fucking cunt.
Stupid cunt.
Bloody cunt.
Fucking cunt! You fucking no good cunt!
You useless cunt. You stupid cunt.
You fucking cunt!
You cunt!
Start fucking cunt! Gaming cunt!
Cunt. You fucking cunt.
You conniving cunt.
C-U-N-T. Cunt.
You're just a cunt. You're nothing but a cunt. You make me want to get a blade and punch you like a prop. A worthless mind giving cunts. No for talking shit. End up getting hit. You're just a cunt. You're nothing but a cunt. You make me wanna get a blade and punch you like a plot. A worthless lion's giving cuss. No for talking shit. You better shut the semen jar. End up getting hit. Bitch, you better get it right. Better shut the fuck up. Tell her like a wizard. Tell her that it's getting stuck up. I'ma let her know she better do exactly as she told. Disobey me, try to blame me, and miss out on going old. Stupid cunts are trying to test me. I'ma stomp you till you crawl. Talking crazy, must be crazy. Where you send us, where you fall. I am not a woman beater, but I like to swing my bat. Accidents about to happen. Trust me, ho, I'm good. She goes and blows me, but forgets to lick my balls. Got respect and love for women, but a gun is getting done. Traumatizer, sodomizer with the barrel of my gun. Suck a dick, cause all you good for sticks to doing what you know. I'll rearrange your features with the vicious hammer blow. You're just a cunt, you're nothing but a cunt. You make me wanna get a blade and slit you like a plot. A worthless lion's giving cuss, no for talking shit. You better shut the semen jar, end up getting hit. You're just a cunt, you're nothing but a cunt. You make me wanna get a blade and slit you like a plot. A worthless lion's giving cuss, no for talking shit. You better shut the semen jar, end up getting hit.
Chick on, that's right, because I believe that's Small's one, actually.
It is.
Hey, I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, she's got some dope tracks, like, Narcissistic Bitch was a good track, fucking Listen to Him Cry, good one, Till It Be Killed. featured, which actually features Scum. So we got a track called Rape the Rapist.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I've been wondering, when the fuck is Stevie Stone going to put out a track that's longer than, you know, 3 minutes?
I don't know. Don't he have a longer song?
Man, I don't think the ones I've ever really noticed are ones like three minutes and something seconds long. I mean, it'd be dope to hear him do a fucking, like, a 5 minute track.
I guess he runs out of stuff to say. I don't know.
I probably does.
Or maybe he just doesn't have the time.
Yeah, that too.
You know, to make a 7 minute long track like Tech N9ne.
Yeah, Tech doesn't need 7 minute long track. I mean, come on. How fast he fucking spits. You know, most of his tracks could just be like 2 minutes long.
Yeah, man, it says a lot in one song.
Exactly. Stevie Stone has any longer tracks than that. See, discography. Guess not. Let's see. I can do about finding out. Well, if I can find a Stevie Stone for all three of his fucking albums, I can see what he got there. Volume 1, Hit Me Home, Volume 2, which doesn't have none, which all the tracks is just like fucking track 1, track 2, so I ain't gonna bother fucking looking up the tracks from Momentum, Rolling Stone, New Kid Coming. I'll download them and configure them to where the MP3 type tracks. Looks like I'll find New Kid Coming for free downloads. Just to fucking download that shit. I had it. Well, bits and pieces of it from like YouTube and shit. He does have tracks that are longer than 3 minutes. Like 4 minute long tracks.
When are you going? Yeah.
Is this MP3? Yes, it is. No pictures. Pictures usually contain viruses.
Ha ha ha.
Sticking Stone. Momentum. Free download.
Well, why don't you go ahead and play a Stevie Stone song?
That sounds good. Let's see what would be good to go with. So Midwest Explosion, Dollar General, The Reason, 808 Bending, Perfect Stranger, Feels Good, Fire, Jump, Getting Ugly, The Game, In The Game, Keep My Name Out Your Mouth.
Yeah, play that. That's a wrong distance.
You know, good boy. Steve Stone cut a car. When I sound like, what the fuck? Keep my name out your mouth, boy. What the fuck? Keep my name out your mouth, boy. Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. Put it on my mama, got some zombies on the team on them. On the way to call it, just to call it, call it. Eyes on the target, one shot, shoot. Put two niggas on them, it's too late to justify. In your mind, to build a pot. Got that tip, see the pussy in your eye. Use a halo in disguise. You be acting like you riding, you be lying. You be hiding all your feelings, you inspired, you inspired. Yelling, fuck that nigga. But I hear him though. Y'all jacking and gumming to get the top star. Sudden movements, it's enough to get you rock, boy. Learns on my own, no strange music, guap, boy. Boy, watch your small talker, keep my name out your mouth, boy. Watch your small talker, keep my name out your mouth, boy. Watch your small talker, keep my name out your mouth, boy. Watch your small talker, keep my name out your mouth, boy. Hey, 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 mob, get it. Hey, 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 hey. Watch your small talker, keep my name.
Spaghetti red, got these niggas swole like Tisha Campbell's head. Speaking of Campbell's, now it's a soup kitchen. Niggas bumping their guns about me like some truth missing. Seriously funny, y'all Kevin Hart niggas. But you gon' learn today that Cuddy's heart's bigger. Ears clearer, eyes better, great vision to see that I make a pair of boots and belt up out of snake niggas. All that gobble gobble, go get you turkey stuck. The only thanks I'm giving, go be a murky brush. Swim with the fishes in the Missouri River. I call it muddy waters, cause the blues is delivered. I'm amused when you bitches speak on a lucrative figure. All that yapping, go get your face on the news any minute. You ain't tough, you ain't street, you just a mouse, boy. So go on and get you a piece of the Swiss cheese and watch your small talker, keep my name out your mouth, boy.
Tonight, well, at least I am anyways. Don't even know why, but I am.
Yeah, for the past hour or so, yes. goddamn game made me face Hulk Hogan and then Hulk Hogan.
What the fuck? So who won? Hulk Hogan or Hulk Hogan?
No. I beat Hulk Hogan, then another Hulk Hogan came out afterwards.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
That's like you facing the Undertaker and having another Undertaker come out.
I'm sure that will happen at some point.
Yeah. Think I'm out of diss tracks.
Jeez. Why don't you go ahead and play that Ghetto G song? I'll be there. to steal your birthday cake.
You can do it. Get to it. Here we go.
Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. I know I'm a big dude, don't mean to be rude, but this bitch is looking like the marshmallow man. I tried fingering a bitch, but I lost my damn hand. This girl wanna suck on some dick like some binkies, trying to scruff them down like they some Twinkies. Talking about where's the creamy fucking filling? Can't you see, bitch, my dick that you're killing? Bitch always be talking, saying she the best. You fuck the rest. Bitch, you just obsessed, and you only look good from your face to your breast. No. I mean, look at you, you're fat as fuck. When you walk around, you waddle like a duck. Bitch brings a whole new meaning to rock your world. She tried to get it on, I felt the floor shake. I seen a ceiling break. Big ass bitch done caused an earthquake. Hold on. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Fat bitch be walking around in some tight clothes. What y'all think is your fat nasty hoes? Y'all don't look sexy. I don't want you next to me when your big ass thighs rub together makes worse. Look at all your stretch marks, don't mean to be discreet, but when's the last time that you seen your feet? You're looking like Santa Claus with your big old belly. Bet on your rolls, that'd be smelly. She up at your party, stealing all you take. Don't get in the way or your face you'll break. Fat girls will fuck anything with a dick. I say what I want, I know I'm a prick. How is it that I get hate from a fat girl? When the sight of her makes me wanna hurl. Bitch so ugly, looking like Umaga. I'ma shut up now while my witness is a saga. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake.
Bitch, get over here, she came running, man. She looks like a motherfucking stick. I close my eyes to make sure I can see clear. I look up to see the bitch was fucking eyeballing me. I wanted to see if you were going with me to this birthday party. Man, you should have seen her face, it was fucking priceless. It was like she was looking at a woman priceless. She got all excited and changed her clothes. Came out in her birthday suit and explodes. I took two steaks and drove them in my eyes. I cannot believe what I seen between her thighs. It crossed my eyes, I fucking went crazy. It was a big fucking whole ass chicken hanging at her foot, so I said, what the fuck, yo? All she could say was, I'm saving it for later, bro.
Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. Bitches looking at me like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake.
like a mistake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake. Reinforce your floorboards so they don't break. Bitch, lose some weight for your own sake. I'll be there to steal your birthday cake.
And we're back.
Yeah, we were. That was hilarious.
Yeah, you know what's funny, but did you know that chick, Emily Kinney, the one who plays Beth, has two fucking EPs out?
She's a singer, too. Who would have thought?
Yeah. One EP is called Bluetooth Brush, and the other one's called Expired Love.
Wow.
Let's see if I can find them.
Of course.
Hey, what up?
I don't know.
There we go. Four shares. Blue toothbrush.
Does she sing about a blue toothbrush?
We'll find out now, won't we?
I guess so.
If she does, then holy shit. I don't want to sign it. I have to sign in with fucking Facebook in order to download it. What the fuck? Fine. Download to Facebook. Okay. Now, take me back and I'll be fucking download this damn thing so I can see what the fuck she sounds like.
You heard what she sounds like? She sings on The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah, I want to hear what the fuck Bluetooth Brush sounds like.
Sounds like a Bluetooth brush.
But it probably does.
You said it probably does.
That's why exactly what it sounds like.
Like it makes like it makes a sound.
Yeah, for all we know, it just might.
Probably.
The downloads. Let's see if it takes me straight to the track. Yeah. Emily Kinney. Bluetooth brush, there we go. Yeah, she really is thinking about a Bluetooth brush. Apparently she lost it.
Alright then.
Interesting. Yeah. That makes you wonder what the fuck expired love sounds like. That sounds like expired love. It just came out just this year. Let's see if we can find it. Oh, it's called Expired Love or Not Expired Love. Well, this album is currently not available. Okay, well, let me hear what the fuck it sounds like.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll go to fucking YouTube. I'll bootleg it. Emily Kitty. I don't want the fucking interviews. You know what? Fuck it, I'll take the interviews too. I'll throw them on my fucking PS3. That way I can always watch her.
Yeah, that's not creepy or anything.
That sound nice. Fuck you.
Summer's gone and now I'm sure.
Well, apparently she doesn't want to take more ghetto.
That's why she locks herself in that room with that baby.
Well, at least I found her YouTube channel.
That's what happens when you're a stalker. You find things. Just thought I'd let you know.
Well, at least I'm stalking her, not the little girls from YouTube doing the fucking
yeah.
Watch you back.
Yeah, finally you've moved on the older girls.
Let's see if I can find her on Facebook. Emily Kinney. Music. Let's see. Where the fuck is she from? She is from... in Nebraska. I think I found her. Or she could just be another fucking Selena Gomez.
What?
I said, or she could just be another Selena Gomez and who was the other one that we found on
okay.
Yeah. That green found you. I'ma like the page. This is a fan page. This is the show, Emily Kinney, our support. Well, I kind of figured that, motherfucker. Let's see. Who else can I look for from Walking Dead on Facebook?
Maggie.
Yeah, there we go. Maggie, the folks' last name, Green.
I don't know. Is that her real name?
I don't know what the fuck her real name is.
You just making up names. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know what the fuck her real name is. I mean, I know her name on the show is Maggie Green. Lauren Cohan. Cohan. Cohan? Something like that. Find her. Lauren Cohan. Let's see if she's a singer too. Probably not.
Probably.
No, she's just an actress, writer, and producer. She was in Death Race 2. I didn't even know that.
Now you do.
Yeah, she also played a Vampire Diaries, Supernatural.
All the shows you watch.
Yeah. She was on Law and Order SVU.
So was Beth.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Of course you did. You looked it up after I told you about it. Creeper.
Well, actually, no. She was part of two of them, actually. She was a part of Law and Order Criminal Intent back in 2008 and SVU back in 2012. And I believe I actually saw that one, too. I think it's funny how, like, her fucking bio on Wikipedia is. It goes, musical career. Kenny officially became a singer when she released her EP called Blue Toothbrush in 2011.
So that's why she became a singer? She wasn't singing before that to make the EP?
Let's see. With a resume in theater and television, actress and singer, songwriter, Emily Kenny starts telling stories from her own notebook on her debut EP, Blue Toothbrush.
Did you say noper?
I said notebook.
You said noper, man. Don't lie.
What the fuck is a noper?
I don't know. Ask your brain.
Okay, brain, what the fuck is a noper? Yeah, I have no idea.
What the fuck is that?
Hey, look, I found a few more Walking Dead like pages. Looks like I found one in Portugal.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah. I have lost a friend. Oh, well.
No!
Let's see what the fuck I lost this time. I mean, I think it's funny how Cherry fucking deleted me.
Cherry.
Come on, how many cherries?
Maybe that's who deleted me.
Probably did.
Because I was missing a friend. Maybe that's it.
Well, somebody named Jennifer Skinner just deleted me as well. I don't even know who the fuck she is.
I'm glad that you guys knew each other.
Oh, yeah.
But why do delete you? You don't even post anything.
I know. Or talk to them.
Exactly. So what the fuck?
I don't know. And if I knew why they deleted me for, well, don't give a fuck. I mean, come on, man. I don't even post no fucking half naked bitches on my Facebook, but yet people still delete me.
That's the reason people delete me. Or if the people are still on my page, it's because they embraced it.
Exactly. But yet, they delete me for some reason.
Way to go. You're pissing people off.
Yeah, by doing absolutely nothing.
You and your Juggalo Rider radio.
Maybe that's why they want to delete me, because I keep posting on Juggalo Rider Radio.
Well, I mean, why else?
Let's see here. What the fuck does Jennifer's skin look like anyways? Ah, fat and ugly. So, good riddance. Yep. Like I said, fat and ugly. So, I'm glad you're gone, bitch. Have fun. Because, as a matter of fact, you know, they don't fucking tune in anyways.
Yeah, fucker.
And plus, I didn't even know she was on my page until she deleted me.
Well, it's always nice to know.
Let's see. Well, I mean, that probably explains why I have these people fucking delete me anyway, because, let's see here. Shiloh Wilkinson, I don't know who the fuck that is. They deleted me. Sean the Second deleted me, I don't know who the fuck that is. Kevin Kane, no clue. Eric Henderson, nope. Glenn Blinn, nope.
Glenn Blinn, what?
Nick Byers, nope. Candy Spirit, nope. All one I knew was Shelby Hicks, a.k.a. Cherry, but she deleted me. Tommy, Twisted Monsters, Venom deleted me. Don't know who the fuck that is. Oh, wait, maybe I do, but I think just look. Jamie Joe deleted me. Don't know who the fuck that is. Janelle Shane, nope. Rochelle Godzilla.
Godzilla. you were friends with Godzilla on Facebook.
Wait, what the fuck? It says here fucking Rochelle Uzdilla is no longer your friend.
Armadillo.
Hey, right here it says Rochelle Uzdilla is now your friend.
Is your friend?
Yeah, if you deleted me, they had to be back.
No. You should have denied it.
I should have. Let's see what the fuck she looks like. Fuck do you look like, bitch? Well, she's from PA, and,
that makes it worse.
Yeah, I guess she looks okay.
I guess she looks okay.
Oh, she's a lesbian, so she can say.
She's a lesbian, so she can say. That's mainly why I deleted some people.
Look, I think she's a lesbian. I mean, she's got a couple took of her kissing some other chick on the lips. So, my lips are probably lesbian.
Oh, so she's just necessarily a lesbian?
Yes. I will count her as a lesbian.
Way to go.
Let's see here. What else can I put? Who else can I look from fucking Walking Dead? How about Lori Grimes?
Why?
Does she look good?
Not really.
Let's see. What the fuck was Amy's last name? And Andrea's last name?
Dumb bitch.
Yes. Andrea and Amy, dumb bitch.
See? It works.
Main cast. Andrea had no last name.
You could buy her action figure at Walmart if you want for $14.
I just might end up doing that one of those.
Even though it's a tiny action figure for $14.
Yeah, but you know what? It'll stay in the package.
I don't think it will. I think you may have molested.
Let's see. How about Sasha?
You didn't deny it.
Yes, I'm so totally going to molest our fucking action figure.
I know you would.
Let's see. AB. Nope. Like I said, well, Lori Holden. Why the fuck does that last name sound so familiar?
Because you smoke crack.
Let's see. She was in Fantastic Four back in 2005. She was a part of she was in Silent Hill. Dude, that's why I fucking know. That's why I know who the fuck she is. Why her name sounds so damn familiar. She's in the fucking X-Files. And the Highlander. Well, Highlander the series. And Poltergeist, the Legacy. Interesting. Now let's see about Emma Bell, who played Amy. She was in Final Fantasy V. Played Molly Harper.
Can you come with subtitles?
Talking about Emma Bell, she was in Final Destination 5, Hatchet 2.
And that's a fucking line from Final Destination 5.
Let's see. Oh, look at that. She was a part of Law and Order SVU back in 2004.
Oh, of course she was.
But it's looking like now, fucking, maybe the whole fucking cast of fucking Walking Dead was a part of fucking SVU.
Yeah, what the fuck?
All except for, Andrea.
Andrea.
I don't know, I don't know why I just called her Andrea for.
You have no idea either. She's not black.
Let's see. Nope. Don't care about her anymore. But, I mean, she did have some nice tits back in fucking Walking Dead. So, not all bad.
See, that could have never been the reason why you were looking for her. Message.
Oh, God. Deny.
What was the message?
Some really weird-ass gay fucking smiley thing from Adam.
Adam?
Yeah.
What the hell is that fruitcake doing?
I don't know, but he sent me a message with a fucking smiley thing with a fucking... That looks like a goddamn nerd.
He loves you.
Oh, I don't love him. He's gay.
I don't love him. He's gay.
Oh, what do you know? We were right. Well, I was right anyways. Fucking almost everyone in the main cast of fucking Walking Dead so far has been a part of fucking some form of Law and Order.
Jeez.
Why? We don't know.
Because they wanted to make money.
Yeah, even forget our Herschel was a part of Law and Order back in 2005.
Man, he was in that movie Big Stan.
Yeah, I know. And he was also in the Exorcist 2. And Judge Dredd.
What the fuck? Poltergeist, man. I was watching that like a couple weekends ago, man. I was like, this movie is so gay.
Let's see. He was also in, what other fucking movies was he in? Oh, this one's that I know when he was. G.I. Jane. Don't know that one too much.
There you go.
Shiloh 2.
Did you say Shiloh?
Yeah.
He was in that dog movie?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He was also in The Last Samurai, Pearl Harbor, Saving Shiloh. Holy shit, he was in all three Shilohs.
Who the hell was he?
He played Judd Travers.
That means nothing to me.
I don't know who the fuck that is, but sure. Oh, bud. Well, now we know he was a part of Law and Order as well. Let's see who else in the fucking cast was. Probably everybody.
Man, I swear to God, you just said castle.
Merle Dixon, a.k.a. Michael.
He was in a different movie, too, man. He's always playing the asshole.
Yeah, he was part of Rent-A-Cop. Bastard out of Carolina. Mallrats. The Dark Half. The Bone Collector. Skeleton Man. The DC Showdown. Guardians of the Galaxy. The Marine 2.
What the hell?
Yeah. Law and Order.
Of course.
Let's see. Well, I thought he was a part of Colonel Riddick, but apparently he was just part of the video game.
Well, that's stupid.
he was also in Call of Duty, Black Ops, and Black Ops 2.
What?
Let's see. He was actually a playable character for Call of the Dead.
What is that?
it was part of Call of Duty. Oh, look, Ghetto. He was also a part of Lollipop Chainsaw.
Really?
Yeah, he played Vic. Well, wait for Vic.
Which one was that?
Fuck if I don't. I haven't played that game yet.
You act like I paid attention to it or something.
Let's see. Yeah, I have no idea.
So he's in that game. How about that?
Yeah. let's see, Melissa McBride. That bitch is older than all fuck. So she. Probably like a shitload of dunks. Oh, look, she's a part of Dawson's Creek. But, nope, she locked out. She was in a part of Law and Order. Let's see. Norman Reedus, a.k.a. Daryl Dixon. Filmography.
Boondock Saints.
Yep. Both of them. And he was also in Blade 2. Let's see. Oh, look. He was in Law and Order. Carl Grimes. Probably hasn't been in anything. It's like 10. He has a bit... He hasn't been alive long enough to be a part of Law and Order yet.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I'm right. The only TV television show he's been a part of was Walking Dead.
Yep.
But he's a part of a movie called Jesus H. Zombie. Let's check out the Asian. Let's see what he's a part of.
The Asian.
Ah, oh, look, the Asian was a part of Law and Order in L.A. And he's also part of... Oh, look, and he also does voice acting, too, for The Legend of Korra.
Who the hell that is?
It's the second season for The Avatar. Jeffrey Damon, a.k.a. Dale. He's old as fuck, too, so he's probably been in a lot of shit. Yeah, he's a part of Newsies. And if,
part of what?
He was in the Newsies.
The Newsies?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
let's see. Yeah, look, he was part of Law and Order. Like 8 episodes. Well, then Law and Order SVU, Law and Order Trial by Jury. Then he was in Walking Dead. Now he's dead.
Now he's dead.
Let's see, Lori Grimes. Lori Grimes, what the fuck have you been in, bitch? Let's see, Law and Order SVU. See? Like, half these motherfuckers have been in fucking Law and Order, what the hell?
They love it.
Yeah, they love being rape victims. Let's see, Jonathan Edward, John Bernthal. Fuck it, I'm just going to call you Shane, because I ain't pronouncing your last name ever.
He was in that movie with The Rock.
Yeah, he was in, Snitch. Yep. Oh, look, he was a part of Law & Order Criminal Intent in SVU. No, he was also part of Robot Chicken. Let's see. Rick Grimes, a.k.a. Andrew Lincoln. Old as fuck, too, so he's probably been a lot of shit. Just not Law and Order. Let's see what else we got here. We got David Morrissey, a.k.a. Philip Blake, a.k.a. the governor. Dumb fuck. To be shot in the head. He's old as fuck, too, so he had been in a lot of like a shitload of movies himself, including Shakespeare. TV. Let's see what he's been part of TV. Yeah, nothing interesting. Nope, nobody cares about him. Chad L. Coleman, a.k.a. Tyrese, a.k.a. the dumb black dude who always gets everybody killed.
No, not him, the other guy.
Let's see, he was a part of Law & Order himself. And SVU. Then he died off and came back to plug in Walking Dead.
Oh.
One last person. Lawrence Gilliard Jr. Who plays Bob Stuckey. He's a part of a few movies. He's part of the Water Boy.
The Water Boy.
The Substitute School, Two Schools Out. Gangs of New York. Ah, he's got a Law and Order Criminal Intent. So almost every single motherfucker that's been a part and there has been there. And he was also part of Friday Night Lights. Interesting. The entire cast of, main cast anyways. I'm not going to go through all the hat and all the son of bitches.
All the son of a bitches.
That were just fucking reoccurring actors there. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I forgot T-Dog died.
Who?
T-Dog.
No, I know who you're talking about.
Let's
Yeah, dude, he died because of fucking Carol.
Yeah, dumb bitch. She should have died.
Yeah.
But no, they left her alive. Damn, did you know there's going to be a spinoff to The Walking Dead?
I think I heard about that. Was it called?
I don't know. But it's going to be, it's going to follow a different set of characters, and it's expected to debut in 2015.
I see. They probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah, probably not. Apparently it looks like it's called The Verge. Oh, wait, no, never mind, that's the website. Let's see if we can find the fucking title for this shit. But it will be coming to AMC, so we'll be able to watch it. Woo. Look, it's called Deadline. Oh, wait, never mind. That's just... I don't know. Well, maybe if I'll type in Robert Kirkman, maybe we could find out what the fuck it's called.
Maybe.
Invincible. What the fuck this is? No, that's not it. Walking Dead. Nope. Not a damn motherfucking thing. Hey, but it's kind of dope though. Like he was behind a lot of the Marvel comics too. I didn't even know that. He was part of the Ultimate X-Men, Marvel Zombies. Spider-Man Unlimited number 4, Captain America number issues number 29 to 32, Jubilee issues 1 to 6, Fantastic Four Foes issues 1 to 6, Amazing Fantasy issue 5, What If featuring Thor, Ultimate X-Men issues 66 to 93. New Avengers America supports you. Interesting. Now, if only we could figure out what the fucking hell the spinoff is supposed to be called, we just might be happy.
All this information we don't even need to know.
Yeah. And I think I need to turn my fan on. I'm sweating like a pig.
Yeah, fat ass.
Yeah. see. Well, the good news is, well, I guess not like good news, but looks like Walking Dead could go from, we could probably go up until like maybe 2014.
It's going to be on that long?
Yeah.
Like the rest of the season?
I guess so.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait. 2013. This year would be the final year, possibly.
What the fuck? Well, they better make it good, then.
But other than that, it's not even telling us what the fuck the spinoff is called. Damn motherfucker. Why can't you tell us what the spinoff is? Huh?
Yeah.
Tell us. Tell us, nigga, before we kill your ass. Let's see. A new horde of zombies is walking over to AMC. A spin-off series of The Walking Dead featuring a new story and new cast of characters is now in development for a Target. The 2015 debut reports Deadline. Robert Kirkman, I don't know what I call him Kirkman for, who created the comic book in which the original TV series is based, will be an executive producer of the new series. I couldn't be more thrilled about getting the chance to create a new corner of the Walking Dead universe, Kirkman says in a statement. The opportunity to make a show that isn't tethered by the events of the comic book and is truly a blank page has set my creativity racing. Yeah, it would be nice if you just told us what the fucking. Yeah, come on, just tell us the goddamn the fucking title of it, you little fucking bastards. No, we can't tell you that.
Nope.
Yeah, you can tell us that there's a fucking spinoff. But you can't tell us what the fuck it's called, asshole. Yeah, fuck you. You're not gonna tell us what the spinoff is called. You're useless.
No, they're not going to tell you anything.
Of course not. Which means they're completely useless.
Yes.
Look, Walking Dead pajama pants. Here we go. Monopoly, the Walking Dead edition.
I see. You don't want to end up in jail there.
Let's see, they got the Walking Dead TV series 4, the Dixon Brothers 2-pack action figures for $23.
Man, them action figures are ridiculously priced.
Yeah, I know, right?
No matter where you look.
Carl Grimes, Series 4, $11. Gas Mask Zombie, $12.35. The Governor is $11. Yeah, but nobody wants the Governor. He sucks. He's stupid. He's just on the hood. There we go. Diamond Select Toys, Walking Dead, Zombie Bus Bank. There you go. You can put your money in a fucking zombie bank.
No, thanks. Then the bastard might try to bite me.
Yeah, and turn you into a zombie bank.
Turn me into a zombie bank. More like just a zombie.
Here we go. Walking Dead One-Eyed Zombie Bottle Opener. $17. Well, $18. Jeez. Hopefully they have, like, Lego-looking, like, Walking Dead action figures, too.
That's just what they need.
Bitch, I already saw the damn bottle opener. I don't want to see it again. There we go. Walking Dead, Big Ben's licensed boxers for $10.
There you go. How come the boxers are cheaper than a fucking action figure?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck, man.
Let's see what else we got here. Walking Dead baseball cap. $9.
No thanks.
Walking Dead tin packaging. $5. This is what the fucking tin packaging is supposed to be about. Like $5, but hey, let's see what the fuck's in it. Maybe it's something worthwhile.
No.
Is that too worthwhile? Oh, wait, yeah, no, you're right. This is a completely different Walking Dead.
Different Walking Dead?
Yeah, The Walking Dead, Vampires vs. Zombies, starring Vincent Price, Dwayne Jones, Man, I type in The Walking Dead and they give me everything that's new with The Walking Dead.
Sick.
Just not the fucking show itself.
No.
Like here, The Walking Dead, A Marine's Story of Vietnam.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, I don't want this shit. That got boring quick. Yeah, quirk. Quick.
Quirk.
Yeah. They got boring quirk. Real quirk. Yeah, maybe I'll have a better chance on Amazon.
Doubtful.
And maybe they'll be cheaper on Amazon. Let's see here. Yep, nope. No, kind of. Okay, there you go. McFarlane's Toys, The Walking Dead, TV. Daryl Dixon, 10-inch deluxe action figure for $39.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah. 10 inches. There we go. Walgreens.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Things, you know, they had the square heads and shit.
I got the Michonne one today.
There we go. Walking Dead TV series 4 set of 5 action figures for $60.
Yeah, right.
They're not 10 inches. God damn, McFarlane Walking Dead Series 3 complete set of 5 action figures. $80.
5 inches.
Man of Pie, 4 inches. But what's even funnier is the fact that I'm looking at the used price for these damn things. That someone wants $103.
The hell out of here.
There we go. This one gets even better. Good. McFarlane Toys, The Walking Dead TV Series 1. Deputy Rick Grimes action figure. $135. There we go. McFarlane Toys TV Series 3. Bloody Black and White.
Bloody
Michonne.
Black.
And Pet Zombies action figure 3-pack. It's $28.
Now, see, I wouldn't mind having that, but that's still too expensive.
Yeah, I think if we'll get Walmart, it does it cheaper.
Sadly,
there you go.
Yes.
Funko Pop. Oh, what the? There we go. This is just nuts right here. Walking Dead Series 1 action figures, set of 4, brown box. Daryl Dixon, Rick Grimes, Zombie Walker, and Zombie Biter for $490.
Damn. I got the Michonne one for like $10.
Funko Pop Television Walking Dead Rick Grimes. There we go. $4. Glenn Vinyl figure, aka the Asian. $7.
That's the Asian.
There we go, Michonne. Michonne, yeah, Michonne, we'll just call it that way. $7.
There you go.
Funko Walking Dead, Daryl Wacky Wobbler. $10. Yeah, for a Wacky Wobbler.
10 inches.
Let's see, Funko Pop Television, Walking Dead, RV Walker, Zombie. $5.
Did you just say Walker Zombie?
Yeah.
Could have just said Walker, man.
Well, that's what they put. They put Walker Zombie.
It's kind of like them people that put, you know, the S and the Z when you took out the S just to put the Z there. But they put them both.
There we go, The Walking Dead TV, Daryl Dixon, 10-inch figure.
10 inches.
There we go. Walking Dead piggy bank of Daryl Dixon. Mini action, mini. Well, I should say Daryl Dixon mini action figure. Bust. There we go. Funko Pop television Walking Dead. Prison Yard Rick Grimes. 4011 Sons. 2013 Walking Dead comic book series 2 Governor's Zombie daughter Penny Bleak action figure for $25.
$300.
Oh, it's not 10 inches. It's like fucking...
it's not 10 inches.
It's like 3 inches.
So no $300 for you.
Let's see. McFarlane, The Walking Dead TV show series 4 action figure, AMC, Carl Grimes, sealed, hot.
What the fuck was that?
Hey, man, that's what they put. They put a sealed dash hot, like 3 exclamation points, for $15. I see they're finally going down in purse.
Not really, sorry.
Well, $15 is better than fucking, like, $80 or $300.
Yeah.
Ah, here you go, bud. 2013, The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon bobblehead with crossbow.
10 inches. 14.
No, it's not 10 inches. Ah, here you go, ghetto man, and get a 3-pack here, and they glow in the dark.
Ooh.
It's Funko Pop television Walking Dead Michonne and glow in the dark pet zombies for $15.
There you go.
Oh, look, there we go again. Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon, 10-inch. They lost that action figure. Oh, wait, it gets even better. Shaun of the Dead, 12 inches.
Oh.
They're getting bigger and bigger. And then they go smaller. NECA, Left 4 Dead, 7-inch scale action figure. Deluxe Boomer figure. Bitch, I don't want the fucking Left 4 Dead. I just want the Walking Dead series. Not all the other zombies. Ah, here we go. They finally made Daryl smaller. Walking Dead TV. Merle and Daryl Dixon, 5 inches. Action figures. 2-pack with exclusive. With exclusive Rick Grimes Walgreens figure bundled. $62. Yeah.
Walgreens? What the fuck?
Apparently they're selling at Walgreens too.
Oh.
And like, these are like the Walgreens editions. And I wonder if they're cheaper at Walgreens.
Probably not. You should go in there and ask them if they have the 10-inch.
Yeah, I should definitely do that.
They'd be like, what? Like 10-inch action figure, motherfucker.
Shit, maybe I'll do that on Wednesday.
There you go.
Since that's my day off. The Walking Dead, Walgreens.com. That's all they have is the Walking Dead fucking mask and costumes.
Masks.
Yeah.
The fuck.
Let's see here. The Walking Dead Deluxe Adult Mask Zombie.
Do they got the governor? Does that consist of just an eye patch?
Man, they probably do. Yeah, here we go with Split Head Adult. Now we're back to, now we're back to like the fucking 2-inch fucking action figures too.
Damn.
They got smaller.
Now would be a good time to bust out the Asian.
Probably would be. But this is going to kick us off in a